I'm Davey.
I'm Misty.
DDM Plus.
Unscripted.
Unedited.
Unapologetic.
Let's get it. All right.
What is going on, everybody? I am Davey.
I'm Misty.
And welcome, welcome, welcome to, I'll just say welcome to episode of DMY. Somebody has a problem with me. I say, we're back.
I was expecting you to.
Well,
how about it's just a greater.
Yeah, I feel like.
I
feel like it was warranted this time. We're back because we've been gone a hot minute, and we're getting
our degrees.
Yes, we were getting our degrees, and I guess we didn't come on and tell everybody, but yeah, we were getting our degrees.
Moving silence.
Yeah, moving silence, man. We were getting our degrees. Speaking of. We are happy recipients of our degrees in theology and religion.
We did that.
And so we did that. Go ahead and fist bump on that one. So we are done with school for now. So we are pretty happy about that.
We're definitely
pretty excited about that. So now we can come back and work on our podcast and just talking what we want to talk about. And thank you for those who are still listening. So what else have we been up to besides school?
School.
All right. We did some school.
I had to take statistics.
Yeah, so
you
for
didn't.
Those of you who, yeah, I didn't.
I
for
didn't.
Those of you who,
16 who, weeks.
16 weeks. If you don't know, if you're not, I'm not a math person.
No, you know, could somebody please give me the probability of how Misty did?
Well, look,
I passed.
She passed. That's what she did.
And that's the only statistic you need to know.
Man, and I'm going to tell you right now, I told her when she started statistics, look, I'm just going to let you know, I am zero help to you.
Zero.
Like, if you look at me like, what am I supposed to do? I don't know. You should probably do something.
Not that.
I'm going to sit down. Like, I warned you when we started this statistics class, I am zero help. Zero help. Because it was terrible.
It was intense.
It was intense. It was 16 weeks. It was 16 weeks. I didn't have to take that class.
16 weeks.
I didn't have to take that class.
And they always hit on a Saturday. Like, my schedule was obviously through the week, but Saturday was the big day.
Mm-hmm.
And he, for 16 weeks, learned to hate Saturdays.
Yeah,
Because I was 10 hours at the table crying.
She was a mess on Saturday. I got a lot of gaming in on Saturdays, though.
You did.
A lot of gaming in on Saturdays. I was like, I'm just going to be back here playing the Xbox. So me and...
Well, and for all those people that were like, just, you know, there's an app for that. Google it.
Nope.
Or, hey, there's Bard. Or, hey,
not.
There's AI now.
I'm going to tell you right now.
It does not. It, I promise you, I tried.
We tried all of them.
You have never seen someone try to cheat at statistics like I did. Yeah, and you can't. You legit have to learn it. Because all of these... apps and stuff are literally going, no, we'll help you get there, but we're not going to give you the answer.
Yep.
And even then, like, you know, sometimes AI would be a little bit easier on me to explain how to get there.
Yeah.
But it would never allow you to, like, really plug in your problem.
Yeah. Or they'd give you a problem like the one you have.
Yeah.
It's like, but it's not the
but
one
it was
you
never
have.
Right.
Yeah,
and like, then I also learned, because apparently it's still learning and it wasn't like a math AI, that sometimes the thing would be right, sometimes it would be wrong.
Yeah.
So
we
passed.
Yeah, she passed. And we learned a lot. You
blood,
know,
sweat,
we're
and tears.
We're never one, and yeah, I'll go ahead and say this. We're never one to push religion onto anybody or anything like that.
Oh God,
we've never been one, but we've always believed, you know, in God.
So it's our personal.
That's our personal thing. Yeah. We've always believed. So we decided to get degrees in theology and religion.
Mm-hmm.
And so you guys are going to be seeing some more stuff coming down the pipe, particularly on Sundays, DM Watt Sundays.
Yeah.
And, you know, we got.
We decided to do a little something for, like, a Sunday service,
DM Watt style. DM Watt style. And, like, you know, hey, it may be live, maybe pre-recorded. We're still in trying to figure it out.
We don't
know. We're still trying to figure it all out. But we just really.
But we're still going to do that. Like, this isn't going to change.
This isn't going to change. We're still going to be DM Watts. We're just going to
be
adding Sunday service. So that's what it boils down to. But either way, thanks for those that stayed with us. And we are now going to be picking a topic. So Misty has a different way for us to pick topics.
We weren't really prepared. So, and we can't find our fishbowl anymore. And we were doing the random generator thing, but we've lost a camera for now.
Yep.
So we're just going to go old school. I have a bunch of topics written down. So I need you to pick a color.
Okay. So we have
orange, green, or blue.
I'll say I will go with, my wife's hair is pink. So I go, and I'm wearing pink. So let's go with orange. No, I'm just kidding. So we'll go with pink. Let's go with pink.
Okay, so then we're going to go. This is like in middle school. You had the folded up paper and you put it, you know, and you'd go one, two, three, pick a color, pick a number. Mm. Okay, so.
Folded origami thing.
Yep.
Like, pick, like gang signs.
Pick.
Okay,
pick
so.
Pick a piece of paper.
Pick the one on the end.
Pink.
The one on the end.
Paper. This one?
Yep.
All right, and then one, two, three, or four.
Oh, you went really into this. Okay,
yeah,
let's go with three.
One, two, three. Okay, top or bottom? No, I'm kidding.
What are we doing? What do we get?
Does language affect how we see the world?
Ooh, that is a very, very good.
That's very deep.
That's deep.
I must have been in civics class or something when I was writing.
She was in statistics. You know what's the probability?
You know what,
Well, okay. So does language say it again?
Does language affect how we see the world?
Okay. So.
And I think the state of mind I was in was obviously, I'm not talking about, you know, oh, I hear French, therefore I'm in France. No, I don't, you know, I mean how we speak.
Well.
Language we use.
Okay, so, well, let's look at that from a
I guess nice, light topic to come
back
to. Yeah,
we can look at that from a different aspect, because in English, the majority of us speak English. So, you know, we understand what we're talking about from an English perspective.
Right.
Right, and so to us, it's just like, hey, this is just our language. If I see the Statue of Liberty, I hate the Statue of Liberty. Like, that's, I just know that. You know, that's the Statue of Liberty.
Where are you going
good. No, okay, you just hear me out.
Okay.
Versus if I was in... France or
Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, and they're like, hey, that's the Eiffel Tower.
Okay, but
that's just stuff that
if you're in England
know.
And you see Big Ben, what
yeah,
is that?
But that's just stuff that they just know. That's
yeah,
just within
it's their
language.
Landmark.
It's not, right, that's just a landmark versus what we're talking about in like dialogue. Is that
well,
what we're,
I think,
we're
but
to?
No, I think, you know, look at our words now. I mean, the newest word was Riz. What the fuck is Riz? What is this shit? What is
that.
This?
Riz, that was.
I didn't even
the
look
year,
it up because
right?
I'm like, yeah.
It was.
I was
Riz.
Like, yeah, whatever. So that's what I mean. I mean, I'm talking actual language.
Okay, so
you know, in the words we use. So you know, our buzzwords: Christian, Christian right, evangelical, like all of those words, and how that's a buzzword now.
Yeah.
Republican, Democrat. These are all language words that we're using.
That can
and,
give a smile
so,
or a frown. When
right.
You use them.
And how is that affecting the world around us? Not very well.
It is not.
Those... And we've just started an election year.
Yep. Man. So we're not going to go down that rabbit hole.
No, God,
but we'll
please,
say what we talk
please
about.
Please don't.
Does the, give me the question again.
Does
I keep
language
it,
affect how we see the world? So yes. in that instance, yes, it absolutely does, because it brings the positive and negative.
Yeah, okay.
Depending on who you are.
So, but unfortunately, I didn't want to go down the rabbit hole, but it's the best example at the same time when you think politics. When you have two news internet sites. You'll have CNN, you have Fox News. Mm-hmm. Same story, different interpretations of it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? A different language. You know what I'm saying?
Because it's the, and that's the thing, it's the language they use. So
right.
On one end, they choose to use language that, you know,
praises whatever's happening, and then the other one.
Thank you for
that's
making that come out of my
it's
mouth.
It's all good.
Because the words that were going through my language was not going to be very partial or good.
You'll have, depending on who's their guy.
Well,
right. Because obviously CNN is known to be Democratic, and then Fox News is known to be Republican, or what you may, what people may think.
I don't even like to call it Republican or Democrat anymore. I mean, I just now there's nut jobs and there's the rest of us.
Yeah. So one may go.
And a nut job could be a Democrat. Trust me.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, it's just that's how I feel. There's
we don't
normal
favor
people,
either one,
and then
just,
there's
yeah.
nutters. I, it's just,
we don't favor the one. We're like the most the rest of the world. We're tired of the labels and just get just.
Well, but
I'm
I think also the reason why I must have wrote this is because I'm tired of language being able to incite riots, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's always been that way.
Yeah.
But I just don't feel like we're very careful about language that we use anymore.
Okay, so let's go on a hard topic there. When you say that, and then language influencing us, right? So a couple of years ago, you know, I don't remember the entire scenario. You had these guys walking through the street, yelling out, "Hey, Jews will not replace us," right?
Oh, okay.
Right? And some people looked at that like, hey, that's just straight hate speech.
Yeah.
There's no confusing that language or nothing like that. And then you have other people saying, well, no, that's not what they were saying. This is what they were meaning.
I don't care what you're meaning, though.
Yes. But that talk influences the way you view
That whole intent thing, really, you want to get me fired up? Yeah. Talk to me about intent.
Yeah.
See how he said the word intent?
But you can't.
See how that affected everything?
And that's okay, though. So, but that's true, though, that you have to throw intent in there when asking that question.
No, and yeah, I see that, but I feel like a lot of people get off because of intent.
Mm.
And it's not even that it was truly their intent.
Yeah.
It's because they didn't get the reaction they wanted out of the person when they said the thing. So then they're like, well, my intent wasn't to do that.
That's also called.
No, you just didn't think I was going to react that way.
Yeah, that's also called involuntary manslaughter. So that's what I'm just saying.
In this house, it's called bury your dead.
Yeah. No, you're right. So that intent kind of. It throws a wrench in the conversation.
No, it does.
Because it's like you said, like, if I'm not getting the reaction that I was hoping for, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so then I yell, but that wasn't my intent. Or, you know, what one of our favorite things, you know, no disrespect. Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness.
If you're saying that, you fully
you've already fucked up.
To disrespect
me. Yeah, you've already fucked up anyway. Because it literally is just like, hey, no disrespect. No disrespect, but, and you immediately want to jump in, shut up. Don't even say the next sentence.
Just don't say
the next sentence at all because I'm going to take it disrespectfully.
And I used to say that all the time. Like, my mother would come up to me and she'd go, okay, now don't get mad. And I would yell, too late.
Too late.
Before she could even, and she would just glare at me. Mm. But it's the same kind of thing. Yes. Don't get mad, but nope, too late.
And you know, we talk about language in these aspects. That's the precursor to the attitude that they don't want you to have.
Right.
So it's like, hey, I'm not trying to come at you wrong, but
it's like, yeah,
not to upset you, but like, hey, I ain't trying to throw a wrench in your relationship. I just thought you should know. Mm-hmm. Okay. So they already set the tone.
But so there you go. So language affects the tone, which affects our worldview. It affects how we see the world around us.
Yes.
And you've got to be really careful where you're getting your words from.
Yeah, because don't even get me started. Everybody knows those know-it-alls that will say random words that they found out of a dictionary that day, and then they
like
don't expect somebody to be like, that's not at all what that word means. But that's
I don't think that word means what you
what
think,
you
it,
think
means.
It means. That's Umar.
I looked it up, though.
Okay, what's it up?
Riz.
Okay, what does Riz mean? What does Riz mean?
Style, charm, or attractiveness.
Okay. So I feel like all three of those words could be used, and Riz is just an extra one that they came up with. That's how I feel.
It can also mean the ability to attract a romantic or sexual partner.
Riz?
I put the Riz on you.
I mean,
I put all this Riz.
You couldn't just say attractive?
Oh.
You know what I mean? It could just say a chatter. So we coming up with...
You know those wacky internet kids always coming up with something.
Yeah, okay. Look, I'm glad you mentioned those wacky internet kids because considering what we're talking about with words, how they shape the world, man, that entire sentence, does language affect your worldview, right?
Does language affect how we see the world?
Now, you can't have that question without mentioning cancel culture. So you just literally can't say that.
Yeah.
Say that sentence, ask that sentence without mentioning cancel culture.
Yeah.
Because, you know, nothing apparently grinds a lot of people's gears than somebody who said something 20 years ago and never apologized about it.
Well, so
apparently that's.
And like I said, like, you know, don't get me wrong. People say a lot of bad shit.
Yeah, that's true.
But, you know, if you said it 10 years ago, 12 years ago, or you came from a place that was less educated.
Yeah.
And you've now educated yourself on it. I don't think it's fair to come at the person for something like that because we grow, we evolve, we change. That's the point of life. We're supposed to keep going and changing. And there are some things that are obviously unforgivable.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you know, I can name several people and public figures that there's nothing they could have said that, you know, would have made it better.
Yeah.
30 years from then, 100 years from then. But
yeah, that's true. And so I think, but my problem with that is that with cancel culture, it's like, hey, because you said this 20, 30 years ago, no, you can't have a show. If you're a public figure, I need to destroy you.
You can get slapped
completely.
At the Oscars.
You can get slapped at the Oscars, but you can't host the Oscars. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, everything that you own, if you own a store, nope. I heard what you said 20 years ago. I saw a video of you in high school. That was wrong.
But cancel culture, and that does go with it. Cancel culture is the byproduct or child of political correctness. Mm. And political correctness happened in the late 80s is when it really started to happen.
Yeah.
And when I really started to see a shift in entertainment, and Andrew Dice Clay is the very first, seriously, he is the very first one to kind of get cancel cultured on.
Man, that guy. That guy.
And then Bill Clinton coming in a close second. Like, but I remember for me that. What I saw to me, that was the shift.
Yeah,
was the shift in the way people were thinking.
Yeah. But, you know, at the same time.
And
you know,
loved him, by the way. Still do.
He was good. And then, but some people may consider him vulgar at the time. You know what I'm saying?
Great.
But they say
he
that
still
on.
Still is great.
They say half his shit on the regular radio now. So.
Oh, my God. I'm just saying. In a woman's rap song.
Yeah, like, you listen to a woman's rap song. You're like, hey, yeah.
They're just straight saying it. I don't even know that he said it that much. When he would say the word pussy, I'm just going to say it. Yeah. When he would say the word pussy, he actually meant cat.
Yeah.
When they say it,
yeah, there's
they're not talking about a cat.
The song is called WAP.
He did it as a double entendre kind of a play on words. Again, how is language affected his world?
Exactly.
But,
so,
you know, where we're straight out saying, no, I mean this.
Yeah. And so, ooh, I got a good one when you started talking about worldview. In language, parents and their children, you know, parents and their kids, right? So when you, it's the majority of the time, like having, as you're growing up, you know, the things your parents say to you, some of those things stick and affect the way you view the world. You know, growing up in a home that was pretty big on like religion and things like that, you know, it can scar you about the world. It's like, screw it. This shit was beating my head so much about God, and you can't do this, you can't do this. You know what? Screw it. I don't want nothing to do with any of it.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So this is how I view the world. I just want to go see the Eiffel Tower and nobody bothers.
Religious trauma.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
so
what it's called.
Yeah, and so, but that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. You talk about, you know, language and stuff like that. That stuff.
You're going to hell if you say shoot.
Yeah. So they beat these things in your head so much as a child.
Yeah.
By the time you're 18, I don't care.
And that's
it's
the truth.
Like, you know,
if I'm going
to hell, fine, I'll meet you there.
Yeah.
That's typically how people can feel sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Or as you get older, it's like, dude, I'm tired of it. Because that view, your view of God or of the world has been shaped in such a way that you're like, dude, I can't even, if I yawn wrong, apparently that's a sin. Like,
well, like you have a dream.
Yeah.
You can't control that.
Yeah.
You can't control what you dream about. Mm-hmm. And so then, you know, you go and you go, oh, my God, I had a dream, and now you're going to hell?
Yeah.
That's not fair.
Yeah. But
anyways,
but on the flip side, from a lighter side of that, language and culture, too, and influence the world. So, like, look at it.
Well, cussing.
Yeah.
It's my favorite thing.
Yeah. Well,
I am the Martha Stewart of curse words.
The problem with the cursing, it's not even a problem. The thing about cursing is that you notice, like, so in other countries, the stuff we view as curse words, teenagers can say it like it's, or regular, you know, younger kids is like, no, that's normal to us.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's normal to us. It's not a huge deal.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, other countries, they use fuck like it's like, you know, whatever.
But yeah, like it's nothing.
Like it's nothing. Then they look at you.
Just
like,
sounds cooler because it's got an accent.
Right. So, but some of them are even more common now. So, like, what's wrong with a 7-year-old saying damn now? You know what I mean? I'm just saying, like, in that actual aspect.
Well, our 5-year-old granddaughter, remember, she was saying damn, and I was like, we were driving, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
She was talking. She's like, and damn. And I was like, what is going on? And then Sonia pipes up and goes, guys, she's talking about a damn.
Yeah, our daughter.
And I was like, oh,
yeah, she was actually talking about a damn.
I don't know how to feel right now.
Yeah, but that prime example of the question.
Yeah.
How did it shape your view of like, man, you lost your damn, I'm finna reach back. And are you for real? But
it's crazy how it has a way of, language does have a way of making you think of things differently.
Yes, and yes.
You know, so if somebody says, hey, well, think of it in the military. Hey, I'm getting ready to ship out to McConnell. Mm-hmm. Or I'm PCSing, whatever you say.
Yeah.
I'm going to McConnell. Still haven't learned all the lingo.
It's all good, baby.
But I'm going to McConnell. Mm-hmm. And you're coming back from there, and you're like, man.
Yeah.
Have fun with nothing. Yeah. Because I know you guys, and I know that's what you all think, especially if you're coming from Japan or California or a cool place.
But there's a lot of things.
And you've just
influenced
that person's
world. You've influenced it, right.
And when they come here, they're going to be like, damn it. Yeah. Davey was right.
Well, I mean, you coming from Japan. I don't know what else to tell you.
Well, I mean.
Coming from the middle of Kansas. But
that's one thing.
Hey, how is it there? It ain't Japan. That's what I can tell you.
It's a lot cooler.
It ain't Japan. But, you know, how are the people? They aren't Japanese.
How's the food? Not Japanese.
Not Japanese. I feel like I'm not answering
Okinawan.
A lot of your questions. So whatever you ask me, I'll say not. Like
how's Kansas?
Is
not an island.
Yeah.
But, windy.
Yeah. And so that's funny. But no, you're right. In that culture, because the military culture, I mean, language also, because that's a big one. I'm glad you mentioned that, because me getting out of the military, us retiring, and then having to get used to in the civilian world.
Yeah.
Just even with it is a language barrier.
With language.
It is a language barrier. In the military,
whole.
Yep. Yeah, I need
VR.
That. Apparently, huh?
VR.
Oh.
After every email.
Sorry.
VR.
Hold on.
You're having mic issues.
Yeah, I need to give my mic some Viagra or something.
Because it just keeps flopping down.
Falling down. Anyway, but.
Not as strong and robust as it once was. Oh my, the mic has aged. Just like you're using me too much.
It happens. But no, so VR is what you're talking about, right?
Yeah, when you were every email, he would be like, VR, Davey Hobbs. What is VR?
So I was taught like in the military, you know, you write an email, you end it with VR, which is short for very respectfully. Very, very respectfully.
We don't do that in the outside.
Yeah, so I'm out in the outside. Ending every email with
VR.
V/R.
Yeah.
And she looked at me and said, What is this?
What does that mean?
I said, what are you talking about? She's like, nobody says VR.
We actually
nobody
type
puts
it
down
out.
VR.
If we're going to say
put,
respectfully.
If
say
you
want
to, like, fine, put respectfully. And even then, the person you were talking to does not need to be told respectfully. You can just say thank you.
Yeah. Sometimes not even thank you.
Yeah, sometimes, hey, yeah, period. Period. Dot.
Appreciate it, your matter to the or yeah, your attention to this matter.
Thanks for your help.
But
period.
Yeah, but that was you were taught language because that language affected your world in the military.
Yeah.
And if you didn't say the right thing to that person that was higher than you,
yeah,
it would dramatically affect your world.
Yeah, and it was. I mean, I can't understand why, but you know, it was one of those things that we're just so. It's beat into us.
Well, but I think it's a respect thing.
Mm.
At least I would like to think it is.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. You know what I mean? I guess it could be viewed as a respect thing. But you also talk about, when we talk about language, it was more of a thing like, hey, that can be viewed as too respectful. Like, why are you saying that to me?
Yeah.
You know, why are you saying that to me?
Well, you know, I was always taught to say yes, sir, no, mm-hmm. sir, yes, ma'am, mm-hmm. no, ma'am. And
yeah, a lot of people don't like that.
I, as a bartender, would do it. Didn't matter how old you were.
Mm-hmm.
It was just what I did.
Yeah.
And the no, sir. I got more men that would get angry if I said no, sir, because they were mostly all ex-military or retired and like, I am not a sir anymore.
I work for
okay, thank you, sir. I mean, like, and I wouldn't stop because it's just who I am.
Yeah, I I think that, you know, that in that culture, especially after we leave, you know, I don't know if they, like, they activate the grumpy button once
you haven't retired. Gotten the grumpy button.
I never
button.
Got the grumpy button, but man,
thank God.
There's those vets that, man, it's like that just grumpy. Saying hello ruins a day.
And then, and there you go. I mean, yeah. And then the language that comes out of their mouth affects yours.
Yeah. I mean, it is.
Go to
it
any
is.
Base pharmacy.
Yeah. This should be
Thursday.
Be interesting. Interesting to see all the retirees.
I mean, think about in school how your teachers, you know, if they said a good word to you, how it would affect your world.
Yeah, or
you know,
a bad word
or,
to you.
You know, did they inspire you? Because that's what it is. Words are inspiring,
yes.
Or they're detrimental.
Or they, like, I mean, we all know that one. Words hurt. So,
words hurt.
You mean words hurt.
It's
but
sarcasm.
Yeah.
But it's true.
It
because
is.
Because kids don't understand sarcasm until, like, way until being a teenager.
Yeah.
And they're not mentally, emotionally prepared to handle it till they're older, like adults.
Yeah,
so
and even in some kids.
A lot of people are taught, and they should be. It is called sarcasm.
Exactly. So, you know, we could say this. You know, in this world.
Words
you know,
are creative.
Exactly. In every society, you're going to have, you know, but clearly words, but. You know,
words.
They will shape your
they're
view.
Just
I mean,
words.
And unfortunately, you know, because there's so many different examples about this, it can be a negative type, right? Because when you think of it, like right now, what we're going through, right? It all throughout the world with Israel and the Middle East and stuff like this is all about how words have shaped that culture. Words
and
actions have shaped that culture.
It's over the word.
Yeah.
If you want to get technical.
It's over the word.
It's over the
it's
word.
It's over the word. I mean, and that's what it boils down to. But anyway, baby, you got anything else on this one?
No, I was trying to remember the line from Hamlet when he was talking about words, the words.
Oh, okay.
These words.
I dare not say.
I can't
remember. I'm not going to say I didn't watch Hamlet. I say I don't remember it. I don't remember the things from Hamlet, which means we're probably going to be watching Hamlet.
Well, I mean, Shakespeare very much affected the word, just world, just,
yeah.
You know, with his words. So, I mean, really... I think what we're getting at here is just watch what you say. Be nice. Mm-hmm. Damn it. Like, why is everybody so bunched up all the time?
Be careful, because saying things like that will get you canceled.
Bring cancel me. I dare you.
Saying things like be kind to each other.
We canceled ourselves for like 6 months.
Saying things like be kind to each other and all that. Those are things that get you canceled. So, but anyway, hey,
just
guys,
be nice.
That pretty much does it for us.
Sure. That was quick.
Yeah, it was quick. It went by quick. You know, we got to
get
back
really
in the groove.
Really affected my world.
Yeah, it did. It did, guys. Remember, we are back, and we got a few more things up our sleeve that we got coming.
I hope we do.
Yeah,
because we say this, and then we, you know,
nah, we'll be
things
there.
Things happen.
See the dog tail in the corner. Yeah, we got.
Oh, look at hi, Lisa. tell everybody hi.
Yep. So, but yeah. Anyway, that's our show, guys. We'll be back. We got a lot more things coming, but signing off with DM Watts, I am Davey.
I'm Miss Davey.
And we are DM Watts.